I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Looking for a stylish addition to your summer wardrobe, or if you live in L.A. area, an item that can work all year long? Well, here it is. To stay cool, day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak-Villatoro advises you to wear what all the hip Latino essayists are wearing these days.
My two sons, Ben and David, were having their first communion, so my wife, Michelle, and I bought them their first guayaberas. You may not know the word, but you might have seen the garment, the most elegant shirt a man can wear outside of his pants. No tucking. They usually have four pockets. They're loose and have fine embroidery running down the front of the shirt in parallel lines. What some of my gringo friends call frilly, we call puro elegante. A guayabera is Latino formal wear, born in the tropics over three centuries ago. You can't wear a suit and tie in that heat, but a guayabera, that's just right. I wear them all the time, in the classroom, doing readings. They're a bit rare these days. A lot of young Latino guys wear the Che Guevara t-shirts for hip rebellion. Others want to scare their parents or look tough at school, so they go for the cholo style, pants big enough for two guys, hats backwards, tattoos. But a few of us Latinos have reached back to the past in search of a certain cultural elegance. And we find it in something worn in the sweltering press of the tropics. Now, it may seem strange, this juxtaposition of that climate with its sweat, wildness, and a certain savagery, and this elegance, this formality. Walking proud with a good cigar tucked in the lower front pocket of your guayabera, and a Panama hat shading your eyes, but it feels so right. David and Ben made it clear they didn't want to wear a tie at their first communion because of the heat. "How about one of your shirts, Dad?" said Ben. I was so proud. On communion day, Michelle, my boys, and I stood in line with the other first communicants. I wore my white guayabera for the occasion. With David and Ben similarly decked out, there was no mistaking we were father and sons. Behind us, a teenager in a white tuxedo pulled at his tight collar. "No puedo respirar," he said. "I can't breathe." He did manage to tell us that the tux cost his old man a grand. Our guayaberas? $14.95 at the Olvera Street Market in downtown L.A. We walked down the aisle toward the priest, feeling and looking oh so finos, oh so cool.
An essay by Marcos McPeak-Villatoro. His most recent book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon Mystery.